This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists fighting for America.
Well, the White House not exactly ending the year on a high note. A new poll from the Washington Post, ABC News, puts the president at the worst public approval rating of his presidency.
At this point, my goal every single day is just to make sure that we're delivering something.
Fighting for Idaho.
Colorado's marijuana industry getting a seal of approval. The state now handing out more than 300 business licenses to marijuana retailers, growers, and testing facilities.
Fighting for you.
Even though we have problems in our country, this is the time of year to look at all the good things and all the blessings that we have.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
Hey, buddy, you keep up the good work. Stay fired up, and I think your show's even better now that you're married.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
The Utah Attorney General was going to go to the Supreme Court earlier, but a spokesman said they needed more time to check with outside counsel. After a federal judge ruled Utah's ban on gay marriage was unconstitutional, many county clerks started issuing gay couples marriage licenses. Some, however, did not. The Utah Attorney General asked that all gay marriages stop while they appeal, but both that judge and an appellate court ruled the marriages would continue. The Attorney General's office instructed counties to comply. If the Attorney General doesn't ask the Supreme Court today, a spokesman says they'll ask Monday. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
And so it continues. The cultural wars, the war on the Constitution. The Supreme Court said that it was up to the states in its mamby-pamby Rudy-poo ruling over the summer. Kevin Miller with you here. Good morning, 580KIDO. Of course, that betrayed all the folks at Prop 8 in California and struck down a little bit of DOMA. Now, what I don't get here is that, the reason why these marriages are being filed, because they want the momentum and they want people to say, well, you can't stop it now. We're married. It's going to be heartbreaking. Heartbreaking, but it was heartbreaking before it was legal in Utah, right? So what's the difference? We have the tyranny of the bench circumventing the will of the people, right? Let's go to the phones. We go to Steve in Nampa, who's been very patient. Steve, good morning. You're on 580KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin. I just had a couple of comments. This is really no surprise to anyone. I mean, the whole gay marriage subject has been, I won't say on the front burner, but it's certainly been active for 30 to 40 years, right? So the fact that it arrives isn't any big surprise. And I think the bulk of it is really about a couple people being in a committed relationship and not being afforded the same legal rights and responsibilities as a quote-unquote a married couple, as it pertains to taxes, education, death benefits, insurance, the entire legal system in so many different ways. As a single person or even cohabitating with someone, you don't have those protections. And the only way to protect yourself under the blanket laws are via marriage. And It really just seems like a no-brainer. If they had created basically a separate category and not call it marriage, call it a domestic partnership union, whatever, call it something else, but afford people in a committed relationship to want to buy a home, there's children involved, you've got decisions to make about school, there's medical, there's death benefits. I mean, the list goes on and on about, what privileges and what decisions can be made amongst a husband and an incapacitated wife or a wife and an incapacitated husband. And those do not apply to two single people living together, regardless of their sexual orientation. And I think that's really at the core of the matter, rather than being in your face, look what we're doing.
Yeah, but what do you say, though, Steve, about the people that have voted and said this is how we define marriage and this is our state constitution and this is the law? I mean, there are a lot of things, as Jim brought up. He wants to carry his gun somewhere, and he wants to be protected in California or Illinois. And if he does that, he'll be arrested.
I see that, but I mean, a marriage is traditionally, from a religious point of view, it's a union between a man and a woman. And I'm not aware of any mainstream religions that see it otherwise. But the fact of the matter is, couples. I mean, even a man and a woman living together don't have the same protection as a husband and wife.
Well, and again, we started off with civil unions in the 90s, and now we've come to full-fledged marriages now. And getting past the cultural issues, you have to take a look at the legal issue here. and really wonder, and the Supreme Court even admitted that they thought they overstepped with the Roe v. Wade ruling. You know, are they overstepping here now? The feds with this Utah case.
That's difficult. I think they're passing the buck by not making a blanket decision and dropping it in everybody's lap.
Right.
You know, but it's a very tender issue for a lot of reasons. But the biggest ones that I see are the legal ramifications and how it pertains legally, not in the eyes of God or the church or, you know, society. Forget that aspect of it, but just the legal aspect of a husband and wife. There's quite a difference between that and a domestic union, quite a bit.
Well, Steve, we appreciate your patience and thank you for listening, sir.
Have a good day, sir. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Take care. Bye-bye. We go to Patriot Ray. Patriot Ray, thank you for your patience. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. You know, the whole thing here is that he's right about a couple of things. One thing, if we would have just changed a little bit of the rules so someone is in a hospital, you want to visit, which anybody can visit somebody in a hospital anymore. It's not like it was a few years ago. But as far as the legal rights of retaining property or something like that, those are the things that need to be changed, not the marriage rules or licensing or any of that. They could have made it very simple by the insurance, changing a little bit, saying that if someone is cohabitating and they want to give things to their partner, it's legal. But they didn't want to do that. Instead, Satan keeps pushing the issue of trying to change the laws to make people hate each other. And that's pretty much what's going on. And the other thing is, Kevin, is that the religious societies do not stick together. They don't band together. They fight each other. Instead of sticking together and getting together like they did with Prop 8, almost every religious society in California got banded together and got Prop 8, and it went through, and then a judge has changed it. So they are going against the rule of the people, which is not right, and we keep letting that happen, and it's happening within the Supreme Court. Look what Roberts did. I mean, we've got this stupid Obamacare now because of him. And so we're just living in a society that does not want to get along, and every time we get a chance, we fight each other, and that's wrong. We need to band together as Christians. We believe in the same God if you're a Christian, and you go forward and you quit infighting with each other. Be grateful that your brother believes in Christ. Be grateful that your brother believes in the Heavenly Father. I am. I've went to many churches before I joined mine, and I would never change because of what I believe today. So we just need to get together. Kevin, you're a good patriot. You do the right things. You keep talking the right things. Keep going forward and fighting these things as long as we can, because if it keeps going, we're not going to have that right much longer.
I would agree with you, Patriot Ray. You coming in tomorrow?
I plan on it, yes, sir.
Good. We look forward to it.
We will see you then. Thank you.
Okay, take care, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our friend Patriot Ray here. If you have more comments concerning the Utah decision, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. But a man that, and look, you know me, I'm partial to the Pope, as a lot of people are partial to their religions, whether we discussed it at 580-KIDO or I'm sitting having a cup of coffee, but how Edward Snowden was not the man of the year, I don't know. By the way, well, of course, why would they give it to Snowden? He exposed the NSA, right? He's the guy that actually, exposed the Matrix.
Privacy matters. Privacy is what allows us to determine who we are and who we want to be.
There we have it from British TV4. Edward Snowden, once again, creating quite a stir by saying, where is privacy? He's correct. Where has privacy gone?
Together, we can find a better balance, end mass surveillance, and remind the government that if it really wants to know how we feel, asking is always cheaper than spying.
Yeah, you know, Snowden has a good point, but it's a microcosm of really what's going on here. And you don't have to watch 24 or Homeland or any of these conspiracy shows to know that the government has too much power. The government today has too much power. And maybe it's we, as social conservatives, as libertarians, as lovers of America, we feel especially squishy, especially paranoid because of who's elected president. Now you're going to say, well, Kevin, you're being partisan. No, not at all. Look at the stories that have not been covered by the press. We started the 6 o'clock hour talking about Afghanistan. Take a look at the NSA spying on people. Larry Klayman, he takes him to court. He wins. CNN calls him an idiot. You take a look at what the IRS has done to people, what the government has done to people, and what's next. Not only are they going to destroy your business, but they're going to take you away. And I don't want to sound like Alex Jones. I don't want to sound like our friend Glenn. I don't want to sound like I'm paranoid. But I got to tell you, the evidence is out there. And by the way, speaking of the lineup, we're very proud. I'm very proud that a great friend of mine, who has been nothing but kind to me, both personally and professionally, will be joining our staff here coming up January 1st, which is Sean Hannity. And we're looking forward to Sean Hannity being here, right where he belongs at 580KIDO. He does a great show. He's always been very nice to me personally. And you will hear that and see that during the Sean Hannity show coming January 1st to 580KIDO. Now, getting back to Edward Snowden and others, let's face it, if the government wants to take you away, who's to stop them? And did you see what happened in Nampa over the weekend or during the week? And a lot of people did the Check Out Charlie, but it was almost like normal that they had the MRAP out in Nampa. And apparently what happened was you had the Canyon County Sheriff's Department pursuing some people that broke into a house that had a bunch of weapons. And so, and if you saw this, I want to hear from you at 580-5436, kevin@kidoam.com, that you saw the Nampa Police Department and they felt, and, you know, they're the police, they have the right to do this, they felt it was in their jurisdiction to keep the officer safe, that they brought out this big MRAP, and you had the MRAP in the neighborhood right there, and you had this guy cordoned off. I guess he had some guns. And I thought to myself, again, this looks like something out of a movie, not Nampa, Idaho. And then we saw police officers decked out in military gear. And look, the police officers, whether it's Gary Rainey or others, are going to tell you, Kevin, you're dealing with crazy people. You have to protect yourself. You have to make sure that you have the safest equipment. But you saw them dressed up like the soldiers in their police gear, and you had people pointing rifles at this house. Now, when I describe those images to you, is that overkill? Is that overkill to have an MRAP in a neighborhood in Nampa? Is that overkill to have police with their military gear on, pointing firearms? I thought one of them was an M16 or an M4 at a building. Now, I guess it's better than the days when the police officers just wore a hat and had 38s and were outgunned. But where's the balance? Where's the balance when we're talking about the militarization of not police officers in other parts of the country, but here? And look, I'm not going to be one of these people that vilify the police, just asking the question at 580-5436, is that appropriate? Are you down with the MRAP in your neighborhood? The police say it's because of safety. Critics will say it's like an invasion. Kevin@KIDOAM.com is how you can reach me. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Detroit is more than $18 billion in debt.
We need to put behind us the nonsense that somehow passes for politics these days and get back to basics.
He's guilty.
What difference at this point does it make?
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
And 580KIDO, well, lo and behold, it's the unnamed mystery guest. Possibly we'll hear from him coming up. But we are talking to you at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. you know, really about a variety of issues here. And how safe and secure do you feel in your neighborhood when you see the police with the MRAPs, with the militarization outfits, pointing M4s or M16s at buildings? The police are saying, look, we need to keep ourselves safe. Citizens are saying, have we gone too far in, well, in militarizing the police? 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com. We go to Walt in Nampa at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Walt.
Good morning, young man. I hope you had a good Christmas.
I got a bunch of coal, but nothing changes.
Hey, and everybody's life some cold this fall. No, I had a good one. My son came up, and we spent some time together. And anyway, of course, the police department are going to use this MRAT every chance they get. If they had an Abrams tank, they would justify using it. I mean, come on, folks. How many of these guys that are police now are ex-military? I was talking to one the other day, and it seems down by Mountain Home Air Force Base, they have a city built up, and the police go down there. He'd just come back from the day before down there practicing what in the Marine Corps we used to call combat in urban areas. In other words, how to clear house to house. Now, why does police need to know how to clear house to house? I mean, and they wonder why people tend to be scared of the police and why they don't want to talk to them. They have no idea who these people really are. The police department can come up and say, oh, well, we need this to protect our people. That may be, but folks, let's look at the outside from the outside looking in. It's a whole different story. I get less and less as I get older. When I was a kid, I tended to trust the cops and I would go to them if I thought I needed to. Now, if I can't take care of it myself, then I got a problem. I'll call them as a last resort because there's no telling what they're going to do when they get here.
Well, they seem to have the ultimate power these days.
Yeah. And Obama, not only Obama, I think there's the federal government within itself seems to think that we need a militarized police force. They need to look at themselves, how they dress, the equipment they use, and their tactics to get back. I don't care what the sheriff says. I just in the police, local police department, I don't really trust them because when my question comes up, if the governor says open fire on that crowd because they're unruly, how many of them are going to open fire and how many are going to put their weapons down and say no? Now, at one time, I would have never asked that question. But with all this routine, this militarization of the police force, yes, and it is militarization. They can call it whatever they want, but that's what it is. I look at these guys, and I don't see any difference between them when they're all dressed up, stomping up and down the street, than somebody in the military. Do you?
I would agree. I thought it was quite disturbing to see that with the news and see the MRAPs out there and the guy with the M16 or M4 pointed at the house. And then you have the police chief going, oh, this is normal.
Well, maybe in their world it's normal. But, I'm an old guy, and I remember when the cops showed up in their little squad car and they get out and they talk to people and figure out what to do. And they carried a .38 Special. Now, granted, a .38 Special was not the most ideal weapon. But an M16, I don't think it's an ideal weapon either. Anyway, my man, have a good time. And remember, pizza rules.
You're right about that, Walt. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. But again, how would you feel if the MRAP came to your neighborhood and people are saying that this is for security, this is for safety, but is it? And do you believe that the government has too much power? 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. I'll tell you what, I'm scared to death every night that they're coming for me. What about you? 580-KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580-KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Brain that's associated with depression is also related to spirituality, and people at high risk of depression have a way to protect themselves.
In this sample of people loaded up with family risk, there is a particularly strong protective benefit of spirituality.
Columbia professor Lisa Miller says spirituality can mean religion, a love of nature, or other things, but if you have it, it can help keep you well. House Call for Health, I'm Hank Weinblum, Fox News Radio.
And there we have it, some good news. We go to the phones to Kevin in Boise at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Kev.
What's going on, Kevin?
Not much, just another day back at work. And you?
Same. First day back. Hey, do you remember when all the, like, the gun thing started to change? Do you remember when, I don't know, I think it was like 97, 98 down in L.A., when those two bank robbers equipped to the hilt robbed that bank and LAPD had to go to the local gun store to kind of match what the two gunmen had? Do you remember that?
You know, it's funny because I was watching that and remember the last season of 24, Jack Bauer did the same thing. But, yeah, I remember one of them was down and the other ones, they kept hitting him and he kept firing on him. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, well, the LAPD was under-equipped at the time. They had, literally had to go to the local gun shop and confiscate a bunch of guns to take care of these two bad guys. So my opinion on this whole thing is it's kind of torn. I mean, I hate seeing the military police state. I hate all that. But what I hate worse is seeing the bad guys outgun our good officers. You know what I mean?
Well, it is troubling. On one hand, you don't want a police officer killed or hurt if you can avoid it. On the other hand, you don't want them coming to get you either.
No, of course not. Exactly. That's why I'm torn, man. Like I said, it seems like the bad guys have more guns and the police officers have more guns, and I don't know, man.
However, is there a difference between Nampa, Idaho, Los Angeles, Compton?
Right, totally. I agree. Yeah, good point. There you go. You just swayed me to the other side. Exactly. We're up here and they're down there. So there you go, man. Have a great day.
Kevin, you take care. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Appreciate that. What a great first name, Kevin, at 580KIDO. How many of you remember, well, being in school and teachers? Are teachers role models? See, I always believe that teachers should be role models. I always believe that teachers should, in fact, be above reproach. Now, we've seen what happened with Mary Kay Letourneau. We've seen what has happened with Pam Smart. And these are obviously disgraced teachers. But there's a teacher in Idaho that has been getting a lot of attention. And this is out of the Pocatello area. And you might recall this. And I'm fairly new to the Facebook. But apparently, well, not apparently, I see the photo right now, courtesy of Liberal Steve, is you had a basketball coach, Pocatello's basketball coach, was fired for a Facebook photo she decided to share, which had the football coach groping her left pectoral. Because this is a family show, we'll just say her left pec. And the football coach, I think he was reprimanded, but she was fired. Well, now a panel has come back and said they were wrong to fire her. Where are the values, people?
The grievance panel says Pocatello varsity girls basketball coach Lorraine Cook should be reinstated to the Indians bench for the 2014-2015 season. For more, we bring in sports director Jeff Landers. So, Jeff, tell us what's going on here.
Well, Jay, after nearly 2 months' worth of appeals process, it was announced today that Lorraine Cook had won in the final stage of the grievance process with School District 25. Cook was terminated by Superintendent Mary Wagner in late October for a photo taken on a family vacation in July. That is Pocatello varsity football coach Tom Harrison. It shows him touching Cook's covered breast. Harrison was only reprimanded for the incident, and today Cook comes out victorious. One thing to note, the District 25 school board must confirm this decision, which means it still has the chance to overturn it. And the decision gives each party 42 days to take this into the courts.
Now, I got to tell you, if I'm on that school board panel, of course they're going to threaten to sue. But I don't vote to reinstate her. And it's a family photo. Are they a family? Are they a couple? Are they married? Well, if you're not married, does that mean that you're a family? Because I thought when you're married, that's a family. When you're cohabitating, when you're somebody's old man or old lady, I don't know if that's the case. Is it? Is that the definition of a family? It might be your definition of a family, but it's not our definition of a family, or is it? So what message does this send to the beautiful young ladies, the impressionable young ladies of Pocatello High School, that her, well, the role model, the coach, allowed herself to be groped by the football coach? He gets a slap on the wrist. She gets the boot. She fights it. You go, girl. Way to stick up for your rights? You got to be kidding me. Quite frankly, why do people share so many personal things on Facebook is beyond me. And people say, well, Kevin, we really like it when you share stuff. I'm not that of an exciting guy. And quite frankly, I wouldn't want somebody grabbing my peck and sharing it on Facebook. Would you? And again, this underscores, where are the values? Where is the trust? And if you are a teacher, if you are a coach, you are a role model, correct? I don't know why this young lady just didn't know, go gracefully into the night and say, look, I made a mistake, instead of fighting it. It sends the wrong message that you can put something on the Facebook that I find personally embarrassing. And by the way, this junior cub reporter showing this photo and then saying the word breast, quite frankly, he should be reprimanded. He should have said left pectoral or right pectoral. I don't know which pectoral it was. I wasn't looking. Were you? No, of course not. But if we're talking about role models and things, and this grievance panel, what is that? Thank you, sir. May I have another? Who in their right mind would reinstate him? Or maybe you're saying, you're like unknown mystery guest who dissed us for the Christmas party. And basically, you know, say, hey, people are going to do what they want to do. Get fired up at 580-5436. But if this was your girls' basketball coach, would you support this woman? Quite frankly, I think the football coach should have been suspended for not keeping his hands to himself, for groping, for allowing himself to have a free sample. Oh, Kevin, there you go again, you prude. Well, quite frankly, somebody has to stand up for traditional American values. And I tell you that if I were the superintendent of Pocatello, did the right thing. But again, you're going to have other people going, oh, it's okay. The kids today, they're very sophisticated. They're very worldly. So what happens if a basketball player, after a basketball game, comes up to a female basketball player and does the same thing that the football player did or the football coach did? Does that make it okay? And they post that on Facebook. Is that okay? Are they going to be suspended? Are there different rules for teachers than there are for students? What type of message does that send? 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Coming up next, Glenn Greenwald lays the smackdown concerning Edward Snowden. And we should rename Monday, thank goodness for Edward Snowden Monday, for what he has exposed, number one. And number two, one journalist defends Greenwald and takes a smack at the media, which, let's face it, they need a smack. And I'm not talking about the type of smack that happened in this case in Pocatello. Allegedly. I don't know what they were doing. They're out swimming around. But when you are in the public, you have to have a brain. And I'll just say this, and quite frankly, let me ring the apology bell in advance. One ringy dingy. Look, if this woman had a brain, she'd be dangerous. And if this man had a brain, she'd be dangerous. You're public officials. You're leading young kids. You're a teacher. You're a coach. You don't do those things. And this panel should have their heads examined for backing her. They just don't want to sue because the courts are so squishy and so wimpy, they don't back folks that say, look, you shouldn't do these things. Where are the values anymore? Does that mean that everybody at the school gets to do the same thing? Hey, it's Groping Thursday, y'all. Quickly to Joe in Caldwell at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Kevin. Hey, man, as far as like the teachers down there in Pocatello, man, everything that is right has been thrown out the window. I mean, you got the Kardashians and then the stuff like that is just, oh, that is ruling. That is king. That's great entertainment. Not in my book. As far as the MRAP and NAPA, come on, man, really? This is what they got to have. This is how they make up for poor marksmanship. And being law enforcement officers, like the caller said earlier, they used to come in and they used to talk to you. Now it's like we're going to hit them like stormtroopers. It makes no sense. And it's our tax dollars that bought all that stuff. So, you know, something needs to be done about that because that's a joke. That is a joke. They'll be using those things for serving warrants. Next, it's going to be for reading your meter.
See, I would agree with you on that, on serving warrants. I think that's next.
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And the thing is that they tax the daylights out of us to collect money that we're paying for this stuff.
Yeah, there's no fun in Nampa, I will say that.
You know, and everybody keeps bringing up, well, the Hollywood bank robbery. You know, that bank robbery down there, they kept saying, we don't have anything to stop these type of rounds, these armor piercers. You know what? You can take a ball ammo 5.56 and it'll punch through a car from one side to the other. Okay?
Yep.
Out of sight does not give you ballistic cover, okay? And the other thing is, these guys were shooting. You know who the SWAT officer that terminated that last guy, well, you know what he shot him with?
No.
A Beretta 9mm.
Sounds good to me.
From under the car. He didn't need no hunting rifle. You cannot, okay, and you hit one of these guys, I don't care what kind of body armor you're wearing, if you hit a guy with a 12-gauge slug or buckshot in the chest, the guy's down gasping for air. People need to get their head on right, okay? This crap of, well, the AK-47 is an armor-piercing, you know, 5.56 is just a hopped-up 22. It is still a 22 caliber round. It's just moving at greater velocity, but it will shred a car. A shotgun will shred a car. A .357 Magnum will shred a car. You cannot make up for poor marksmanship. That's their business. They should know what they're doing. They should be able to be on target with what they're doing, especially under fire. But the thing is, they are taught this badge makes you bulletproof. It doesn't make you bulletproof. You're supposed to know how to talk to people. They used to teach these guys how to talk to people, how to talk people down. They don't do that anymore. Now it's put on your Kevlar pot, put on your bulletproof vest, and we're going to get the MRAP, and we're going to go visit this guy. We're in Napa, Idaho. If the guy, oh, he's suspected to have had guns. Well, of course. What's the big deal? Look at the percentage of people who own firearms. Kevin, you own a firearm, right?
Joe, I own a firearm, and it scares the hell out of me when I see the MRAP pulling up in my neighborhood.
Exactly. What if they get mad at Kevin Miller? Hey, we're going to go visit Kevin Miller. We know he's a concealed carry guy. Let's get the MRAP out. I mean, come on, man. This is insane.
Joe, thank you for the call.
All righty, Kevin. Keep up the good work, man. Bye.
Bye-bye. What if they get mad at you and they pull up and the MRAP takes you away? Don't think it can happen? It's happening, folks, in the Treasure Valley. 751 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safely on
Todd Schnitt, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Late deals were not enough. Overall holiday sales rose 2.3% according to preliminary MasterCard data cited by the Wall Street Journal. Demand was anemic and there were fewer shopping days. But in the last weekend before Christmas...
Whoops, the last weekend before Christmas was very successful. Good morning, Kevin Miller with you here. The day after Christmas, as we get ready, Santa's little helper with unnamed mystery guest, I guess who will join me in the next hour of the program, who just kind of swings in for free coffee. We'll debate the big issues of the day. Coming up, though, you know, and by the way, Joe, you hit some great points about this MRAP in Nampa. But if your kid's coach had something embarrassing on Facebook, should they be fired for this? Going back to this grievance panel, and Pocatello says the basketball coach didn't deserve to get the boot, and they want to give her job back. I don't know. I think that if you are in the public, regardless of what type of public entity you are, and you can't be a dope. Just like that congressman, that Republican from Florida that got busted for coke. He wants to keep his job. That sends the wrong message, right? Quickly to traffic now. Robin in for Dave at 7:59. One government tells a business to take down.